This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith at churchonline.com, but we spell that C-H-R-C-H. We say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I've got a question for you, and it's something that we, as followers of Jesus, really need to think about. Why do you do the things you do? What is your motivation? Most days, we have very real and legitimate things we have to do. Maybe it's our work, maybe it's family, maybe it's things we have to get done. But overall, in the big picture, what is your why? What is the motivation that keeps you going? I was at a conference over this past week, and they asked that question. And specifically, we were in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to read a passage from that. But think about the Apostle Paul. He wrote this one, and he was writing to this church group. The church at Corinth is one that he planted. He knew these people well, but they had had some problems. 1 Corinthians is him writing to them to address those issues. 2 Corinthians is giving the good news. I've heard a good report. Things are going well, but we could do more. There's still things that need to be done. But it's in that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that Paul gives us his why. Why does he travel all over the Mediterranean region, getting kicked out of different cities, kicked out of synagogues, but he never stops? What is the thing? His own words. What compels him? And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. He's going to give us the why and a little bit more. Listen, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for him and rose again. You hear a whole lot in that passage about his why. The love of Christ compels him, he says. Now, it's interesting the way he says it. He doesn't just simply say, Christ compels me. He's not traveling all these thousands of miles and facing all of this kind of persecution because Christ pushes him. That's not the way he looks at it. He said, is the love of Christ that compels him. And that love of Christ demonstrated in his death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel message. That's the thing that compels him. It reminds us of some other words he wrote, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Or in Ephesians 2:4-5, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. What motivated the Apostle Paul was that great love for Jesus Christ, demonstrated on the cross by his death. He says, one died for all, then all died. He died for all, and those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and rose again. That's the thing that motivates him. That incredible love that God demonstrated on the cross through Jesus Christ. Now think about Paul's life. You think about a guy who grew up and he said he was a Jew of Jews and a Pharisee of Pharisees. He knew all about the law. He knew all about the Old Testament and the things that you have to do to get right with God. But that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the love of Christ, is the thing that pushed him forward. Think about that and how that could possibly look in our lives today. What if we were motivated not by Christ pushing us, not by the desire to do more and please more people, but one and only one, Jesus, and this thing that he did for us? That's the thing that compels him. And what's the next step? How does that look? Well, it's us living in that love. Living in the love of Jesus Christ. Again, demonstrated on the cross through his death, burial, and resurrection. The next line, verse 16. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore, Because of that, because the great love of Christ is compelling us, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. That's how we live, motivated and compelled by the love of Christ. We don't look at anyone the same way anymore. We look at them through that lens of the cross, through that lens of Jesus Christ, and we say, Christ died for them too. Maybe it's someone, let's think about our own neighborhoods for a moment. Maybe there's people in the neighborhood, we got friends, we got people we know, people we just wave at, you know, people that maybe we don't like very much because they've done something in the past or whatever. But ask yourself, how does Christ's love look through them and to them? That's the motivating factor. That's what keeps an individual moving forward, like the Apostle Paul, to speak to so many people, because Christ loved them as much as he loved you. He loved each one of us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That incredible passage that defines Christ's love as demonstrated on the cross. And then ask yourself, have you ever met anyone that that doesn't apply to? That the love of Christ does not apply to? Of course not. There's not a single person. That's why we regard no one according to the flesh any longer. The flesh says, oh, this individual wronged me. This individual is my enemy. Christ says, love your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you. That is living, being compelled by the love of Christ. We live up to the love that he has shown for us. Not that we're trying to earn it. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's the motivation of my life. This one incredible act that he did to demonstrate his love for us is the thing that should motivate every aspect of our lives. That we see people no longer in the same way as we did before, but through the love of Jesus Christ. And that should compel our actions and our attitudes. That should be the thing that just changes everything. Again, living in the light of the love of Jesus Christ. So let me go back to the start, where I started this. What motivates you? What compels you, as Paul says? What compels you to do what you need to do today? You know, there's things that got to get done. There's people we need to see. There's places we need to go. But let me ask you that. What compels you, and how do you see those people that you're going to come in contact with today? Is it through the lens of the cross? Is it through the lens of the love of Jesus Christ? That's the way we need to be motivated, as Christ says, or as Paul says, it is Christ's love that compels us.